Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's May 21st, 2026, and if you thought last week was wild in crypto, just wait until you hear what's been happening over the past 7 days.
Seriously, Alex, I feel like every time I blink, the entire financial system is getting a software update. And this week, we're talking presidential orders, billion-dollar Bitcoin buys, and blockchains moving at the speed of light. So, buckle up, folks.
Let's kick things off with the big one. President Trump's executive order on crypto firms and Fed master accounts. Imagine if your favorite crypto app could plug directly into the U.S. payment system, skipping the banks entirely. That's basically what's on the table now.
Okay, but for those of us who don't dream in regulatory jargon, what's a master account and why is everyone so obsessed with it?
Great question. A Fed master account is like the golden ticket for financial institutions. It lets you settle payments directly with the Federal Reserve. Right now, most fintech and crypto firms have to go through traditional banks to access that infrastructure. Trump's order is pushing the Fed to reconsider those rules, and fast. There's a 120-day deadline.
So if this actually happens, we could see crypto companies acting more like banks? That sounds both exciting and a little terrifying.
Exactly. What's really happening here is a potential shift in who gets to play in the core of the U.S. financial system. For listeners, consider this perspective. More competition could mean faster innovation, better services, and maybe even lower fees. But it also means regulators will have to keep up with a much more complex landscape.
And if you're a developer or a startup founder, this could be your moment. But if you're a traditional banker, maybe time to update that resume?
Ha! Or at least brush up on your blockchain basics.
Speaking of big moves, let's talk about Michael Saylor and his company, Strategy Inc. They just bought another $2 billion in Bitcoin. Alex, I have to ask, how much Bitcoin does one company need?
Apparently, at least 4% of the entire supply. That's where Saylor's firm is sitting now. Here's an interesting angle. They're not just buying with cash, they're using equity and preferred share sales to fund these purchases. It's a whole new playbook for corporate treasury management.
So instead of holding cash or gold, they're holding Bitcoin. I mean, I keep a little in my digital wallet, but this is next level.
It really is. Why it matters. This move signals deepening institutional conviction in crypto. If more companies follow Saylor's lead, we could see a major shift in how corporations manage their reserves. And for the crypto market, it means more stability and maybe even less volatility, as big players hold significant stakes.
Or, you know, we could all just start getting paid in Bitcoin. I'm not saying I'd complain.
Only if you're ready for your paycheck to change value every 5 minutes.
Fair point. Now let's talk speed. Solana's Alpenglow upgrade is in live testing, and they're promising transaction finality in 150 milliseconds. That's faster than it takes me to decide what to have for lunch.
It's a huge leap. For context, Solana transactions used to take almost 13 seconds to finalize. With Alpenglow, we're talking near instant confirmation. Imagine if your online game or DeFi app could settle actions in real time with no lag.
That's a game changer for developers, right? What does this mean for the average user?
For users, it means smoother experiences, no more waiting for transactions to clear. For developers, it unlocks new possibilities in gaming, finance, and any app that needs high throughput. And with mainnet deployment targeted for Q3 this year, we could see a whole new wave of real-time blockchain applications.
So, if you've ever complained about slow crypto transactions, Solana's basically saying, hold my energy drink.
Exactly. Now shifting gears to Europe, Chivalis's Euro stablecoin consortium just expanded to 37 banks across 15 countries. That's a lot of financial firepower behind a single digital euro initiative.
I love this story. European banks are basically saying, we want our own stablecoin, and we want it to be fully regulated and euro-backed. It's like the EU's answer to all those US dollar stablecoins.
Right. Why it matters. This could transform cross-border payments and settlement in Europe. If Chivalis succeeds, European businesses and consumers might finally get a stable, compliant digital euro for everyday use. And for the industry, it's a sign that banks aren't just watching from the sidelines. They're actively shaping the future of digital finance.
Plus, with a launch targeted for late 2026, we might actually see this in action before the year's out. Imagine paying for your croissant in Paris with a euro stablecoin. No conversion fees, no waiting.
That's the dream. But it's not all smooth sailing in crypto land. ThorChain had to halt trading after a $10.8 million cross-chain exploit. It's a stark reminder that security is still a huge challenge, especially when you're bridging assets across multiple blockchains.
Ouch, so what happened and what does it mean for users?
The exploit targeted ThorChain's cross-chain functionality, allowing attackers to siphon off funds. The team responded quickly by halting trading, which likely prevented even bigger losses. But it also disrupted users and shook confidence in the protocol.
Here's a thought for our listeners. As DeFi gets more complex, so do the risks. It's like building a bridge. If you don't double-check every bolt, things can go south fast.
Absolutely. The good news is, the community's response, bringing in top investigators and pushing for stronger safeguards, shows the industry is maturing. But it's a reminder, innovation and security have to go hand in hand.
So whether you're a developer, an investor, or just crypto curious, this week's news is a reminder to stay sharp, stay curious, and maybe keep your passwords extra safe.
That's all for this week on Vasper Today. Thanks for joining us as we break down the headlines and dig into what really matters. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what crypto story you want us to tackle next.
And remember, whether you're holding Bitcoin, building the next big app, or just trying to keep up, we're here to make sense of it all. See you next week.